This is Akashvani, the news shed by Aparajita Nair. Prime Minister Narendra Modi gave a strong message to Islamabad, saying that there is no place left in Pakistan where terrorists can breathe in peace. He said India has the capability to eliminate terrorists at their homes. Mr. Modi said this while interacting with the air warriors and soldiers at Air Force Station Adampur in Punjab.
Pakistan mein aisa koi thikana nahi hai, jahan baithkar aatankwadi chain ki saans le sake. हम घर में घुसकर मारेंगे और बचने का एक मौका तक नहीं देंगे और हमारे ड्रोन्स हमारी मिसाइलें उनके बारे में तो सोचकर पाकिस्तान को कई दिन तक नींद नहीं आएगी.
Hailing the success of Operation Sindoor, the Prime Minister said, India has destroyed 9 terrorist camps and eliminated over 100 terrorists in Pakistan. He said, the Pakistani army on which these terrorists were relying has been defeated by the Indian Armed Forces. He said the masters of terror have now realized that shedding the blood of innocent people will have only one outcome, devastation and utter annihilation.
9 आतंकी ठिकाने बर्बाद हुए. 100 से ज्यादा आतंकियों की मौत हुई. आतंक के आंकड़ों को अब समझ आ गया है भारत की ओर नजर उठाने का एक ही अंजाम होगा तबाही. भारत में निर्दोष लोगों का खून बहाने का एक ही अंजाम होगा विनाश और महाविनाश.
The Prime Minister lauded the courage, valour and professionalism of the armed forces in protecting the nation during Operation Sindoor. He emphasised that Operation Sindoor is a trinity, India's policy, intent and decisive capability. He said Operation Sindoor has boosted the nation's morale, united the country in a thread of unity and protected India's borders. New Delhi has reiterated its long-standing stance of bilateral resolution of any issues relating to Jammu and Kashmir. Replying to a question during media briefing in New Delhi, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that India's policy over this matter has not changed and any outstanding matter is the vacation of illegally occupied Indian territory by Pakistan. The MEA spokesperson said effective response by Indian armed forces compelled Pakistan to stop its firing. Speaking on the Indus Water Treaty, Mr. Jaiswal said, after Pahalgam terror attack, India will keep the treaty in abeyance until Pakistan credibly and irrevocably abjures support for cross-border terrorism. He said, there is now a new normal and sooner Pakistan gets used to it, the better. The Government of India has declared a Pakistani official working at the Pakistan High Commission in New Delhi persona non grata for indulging in activities not in keeping with his official status in India. Ministry of External Affairs in a statement said the official has been asked to leave India within 24 hours. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chaired a high-level review meeting on the National TB Elimination Programme at his residence in New Delhi. Lauding the significant progress made in early detection and treatment of TB patients in 2024, Prime Minister called for scaling up successful strategies nationwide, reaffirming India's commitment to eliminate TB from India. Prime Minister reviewed the recently concluded 100-day TB Mukt Bharat Abhiyan covering high-focus districts wherein 12.97 crore vulnerable individuals were screened, 7.19 lakh TB cases detected, including 2.85 lakh asymptomatic TB cases. Union Minister for Electronics and Information Technology Ashwini Vaishnav inaugurated 2 new state-of-the-art design facilities located in Noida and Bengaluru. Highlighting the uniqueness of the new facility, Mr. Vaishnav stated that this is India's first design centre to work on cutting-edge 3-nanometer chip design, a milestone that firmly places India in the global league of semiconductor innovation. National Investigation Agency NIA has arrested a key cadre of the militant Kanglipa Communist Party People's War Group in connection with a case of abduction and murder linked to the ethnic violence that took place in Manipur. In football, hosts India sealed the top spot in Group B of the SAFF Under-19 Championship with a dominant 4-0 win over Nepal in Upia, Arunachal Pradesh. Nepal with 3 points also advanced as group runners-up. And that is the end of this news bulletin.